producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, Al and I are chatting to a relatively new guest to the show, Chris Vermeulen, the gold and oil guy. Chris, I've had you on once before, and some of the comments came back and said, we want a little bit more of a background on Chris. So can you tell us first how you got into this game and something about your website, too?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on the show, guys. A little background about myself. When I was 16 years old, I was going through my dad's mail, and I actually found a little booklet from Larry Williams on commodity trading. And growing up in an entrepreneur family, I saw these claims of how much money you could make trading futures. And, of course, that sparked my interest. And I asked my dad if we could trade futures, and he kind of looked at me and laughed. He's like, no way. So that was what got my interest in trading in general. And then in 1999, when I turned 18, I opened my first trading account, and my first trade was in Palm Pilot, and I made thousands of dollars, enough to pay for my college tuition and all that stuff. And that was it. I was hooked. First trade, I was off running. And so really since then, from 16 to where I am now, I've been trading for 17 years. It's been my passion. I do it full time since 2001. I prefer the index and gold and oil, hence the goldandoilguy.com website. And I love trading. I love sharing my analysis. I'm a very visual person, so I draw on the charts so that somebody who knows absolutely nothing about trading can look at it and know where that chart is pointing to, what it's saying. And that's what I provide to subscribers that follow me. I really simple analysis that makes logical sense, and we trade based off that. I'm strictly a technical analyst.
Now, being a technical analyst, I tell you, I've developed a real appreciation for the way that you guys work, and I really mean that. Emotion is really very much out of the picture, and that Doc has convinced me that that is really the best way to invest. And Doc has been, quite frankly, a very, very successful investor over the years. Having said that, what are your technicals telling you about what appears to be a bit of a stronger gold market than we had, let's say, in the last year or so?
Yeah, well, gold and silver and miners in general, they're still in a bear market. We've had a really nice strong move up in gold, and that is because we've seen a massive sell-off in the equities market this January. We've had one of the weakest times in the equities market, and everybody is kind of flocking over to gold. And it's, you know, I think right now we're seeing a big short squeeze in gold, and we're seeing a lot of people getting greedy who are trading pure emotions that are jumping on board chasing this trade up. But if you were to zoom way out on the weekly chart of gold, we are making a series of lower highs, lower lows. All we have right now is a reaction high. We're oversold, and now we're just swinging up, and the market is squeezing out all the shorts. New people are getting bullish. And we're coming up to a pretty critical resistance level in the market. I think we're going to see some weakness in gold here. You know, we're seeing a lot of strength right now, but this is the exact kind of technical indications that we're probably going to see a pullback in the next couple of days. And I think that's going to equal to a bit of a bounce in the equities market. But overall, you know, we've seen a washout in gold miners. About a week and a half ago, we saw them wash to the downside to make new multi-year lows, and then they've just snapped back with big buying volume. I think the market was trying to run out all the people holding gold stocks one last time. And I think the bottom may be in for gold. That being said, I think it's going to be trading lower or sideways here, probably to the end of March or April, and then I think it's going to start potentially breaking out of this potential basing pattern to a new bull market.
So you're seeing more of this continued almost grind out of this bear market. How about how this bottom has been formed in terms of a rounded bottom rather than a snapback when you do look at the gold chart, not so much the miners, but for gold.
Yeah, I love rounding formations. I think they're a very strong pattern because you can visually see the downward momentum slowing, and then you can see it stalling and slowly see the buying pick up speed. It's a very controlled turning point. It allows a lot of people to take advantage of it. And I think because a lot of people can take advantage of it, it's not right now we're seeing a big wave because a lot of people have been able to see it, spot it. It's got clear breakout levels. And everybody's piling on board, and now it's in the news. It's got everyone's attention. And it was a great turning point. I have a feeling we're going to fade back down and get real low, back down to that, you know, a 1080 level potentially in the next month or two, come fade back down and test that level to form potentially a right-hand shoulder, a bottoming formation of an inverse head and shoulders pattern. And I have a feeling the bottom is in gold. I think we're going to see it hold up really well. I just think it's going to be a sideways market for a couple months before we see it really take off. And I wouldn't be chasing gold at this price. I would be waiting a couple weeks for a pullback.
Chris, let's go over to the energy sector right now. You know, I was in a meeting early Thursday morning when one of the other participants was talking about the oil sector. He said, you know, I just do not understand how oil has been able to fall from a dollar down to the levels it's at right now. And he said, what do the folks on your show think? And I said, well, I pretty much agree with everybody on our program who feels that you're going to see oil go down to the low 20s and probably stay there for a while. And this guy was just absolutely dumbfounded with that. He said, that's really difficult for me to believe. But I think that is going to be the case, don't you, Chris? Or do you, I guess I should say.
I do. I think we're going to see lower oil. I think most of the downside in oil is done. And I'm hearing all my friends and family members all talking about they want to get into buying energy stocks. So like, when should I buy oil stocks? And I can tell you, if the general public who don't trade at all are asking me, that means the bottom is not in yet. And going back to 2014 for crude oil, we had a precipitous fall. We had a little bit of a bottoming formation. Then it bounced up and it faded down to new lows in August of last year. And then it bounced up and now we faded to new lows as of January. The formation, the way the downward momentum is slowing, is all the indications, just like in 2003 when we saw the stock market bottom, this is a very similar pattern. It's just slow. It takes its time, and it's going to keep poking to nominal new lows. And, you know, I had a Fibonacci measured target at 2650. We hit that in mid-January, and we saw a 32% bounce in crude oil. And the fact that it hit a perfect Fibonacci number and bounced 32% all the way back up to $34 or so goes to show that the market is still in a downtrend. That was nothing more than an oversold technical bounce. And now we're trading in this big, more or less 30% range, and it's right in the middle of the range pretty much today. And it's going to be noisy, and I think we're going to see it continue to fade down and poke down to $25, maybe $24 a barrel. And I think it's going to flounder down here for a while. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I know a lot of people are getting into energy stocks, but here's the problem I think with getting into energy stocks. Oil may have bottomed or it's very close to a bottom, but I think it's going to stay low for a long time. It could stay low for a quarter or two quarters. And what does that mean for energy companies? It means terrible earnings. Eventually it could lead to rumors of or potential dividend cuts. So sure, oil may have bottomed, but it's going to probably flounder, and those energy companies are going to get completely annihilated, I think, for several more months. Just like we saw back in 08, 09, the energy sector bottomed. The stocks didn't rally for 12 months. They didn't confirm a breakout and a bottom while the rest of the market sold off. They just traded sideways in a huge range. There's no point in locking your money up for that much time, living through those wild percent swings back and forth. There's a lot of time to wait to get into the energy sector is what I feel.
Where do you see gold and oil closing at the end of 2016?
I think we're going to start to see commodities come into favor. I think we're going to see gold post some pretty serious gains. I think we'll probably see gold, silver, and miners in a roaring bull market. And I think the equities market, like the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, all those big indexes, I think we're going to see them trading down 20-30% from where we are today. It's going to be a wild ride, and we're going to see bonds, I think, through the roof. I think we're going to continue to see bonds rise along with gold. Right now, those two have been moving in sync. Everybody's piling into gold and bonds, and they've had a little bit too much of a run, so we just need to wait for a pullback, and I think there'll be a great opportunity going forward.
Chris, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition, Doc and I are chatting right now with Jeff Pontius. Jeff is the co-founder and current president of Corvus Gold. Jeff, before we get your views on what happened in the gold market this past week, I want to go over the press release that you guys put out last Tuesday on February 2nd. You announced the exploration results from the new western and eastern zone target areas on the North Bullfrog property. Let's talk about that first.
Sure, Al, thanks. Yeah, this is pretty important for us in the fact that it really demonstrates one of the real key things we were looking for, and that is, do we have a big gold system of the right age operating in a much bigger part of the district than originally thought? And that's really what we've come up with. The hole we drilled on the North Jolly Jane area really expands things quite a bit in that area and starts to give us an understanding of a deep structure that underlies the overall Sierra Blanca Yellow Jacket area. And when we link that up with our results that came out, we announced about a week ago on our Savage area where we intercepted a good grade area of intrusive related mineralization. It really looks like we're finding we could be onto a big area of mineralization sitting underneath the current deposit. So that's really exciting for us there in the western area. In the east, we've been able to intersect now broad zones of low grade. It looks like same kind of system that when we originally discovered the low-grade system to the west at Sierra Blanca. This is very similar mineralization and very similar rocks, and we think it's just an expansion of the overall system, and it really opens up a lot more potential in the district to make this thing a lot bigger than what we have right now.
And let's go over again what you have right now.
We basically have right now about 1.75 million ounces contained in pit in a resource that's measured and indicated. And that we've run some basic economics on that with a scoping study or a PEA, and that generated at $1,200 gold a very attractive return after tax with a 5% discount of about $250 million with a gross value in the neighborhood of closer to $400 million. So it's a great project that we've got right now, and we're really looking to try and unlock that with our exploration that we'll be doing this year, which initially is going to focus on that west side of Sierra Blanca, where we've got the new discovery over there. Looks like another yellow jacket high-grade system over there. That'll be the squeaky wheel that gets the first shot of drilling. And then we're going to look at seeing if this deep mineralization we have at Savage that looks like it could be associated with this low-angle structure that we found over in North Jolly Jane is for real. And if that is, then boy, oh boy, we've got quite a big target there.
So, Jeff, in terms of the immediate future, and I guess in the mining industry, I would have to define the immediate future on North Bullfrog here as being over the next 4 to 5 months. Exactly what are you guys going to be doing?
We'll be out there fine-tuning our exploration program. We start drilling about the middle of April, and that will be the first blush of drilling that goes on, and that's following up that new high-grade discovery we've got west of Sierra Blanca and the Savage area. So that'll get addressed over this next basic 6 months, and then we kick in September our second round of drilling.
You know, that's really exciting news. Having said that, I'd like to switch subjects just a little bit and get your opinion. And also, Doc, I'd like you to weigh in on this, if you would, as to the softening that occurred in the gold market a bit yesterday after a very, very strong week. How do you read what happened yesterday, Friday, Jeff?
You know, for me, I really want to look at gold on a longer-term basis because, as we discussed before with Corey, that, you know, for me, gold has got to prove itself that it's on its way back and it's a sustained recovery. And so, for me, I like to look at it on a monthly or quarterly basis. And you know, we're going to see some gyrations in gold prices as we go along, just like equity prices. But boy, to me, Al, it really looks like we're in a sustained recovery. When you look at the charts of gold, you're seeing a lot more buying come in. It's net buying. I think it's a lot more than just short covering right now, and we're going to see a sustained movement into gold, because I don't think there's any argument that globally we're looking at a slowdown, if not a global recession, that's going to infect the United States as well. And people are looking to cover what they've made in the market so far, and gold's a great opportunity to do that.
I would probably have to agree with that, Doc. You know, one thing I noticed yesterday, Friday, is there was a major dip coming off a high. There was a major dip in the price that came out, I would have to say, probably mid-morning West Coast time. But then gold went right back up, not to its high of the day, but it did begin to go back up again. What do you interpret that as being?
Short-term move down, and I feel that, and you've heard me talk about this, Al, that gold will top here probably next week. We'll be lucky if we get into 2 weeks from now. And then we're going to move down again into the spring, into May, and we will be lower than the price it is right now. But that, frankly, doesn't bother me, because, as I mentioned on your show, I don't care what the price of gold does anymore. What I'm more excited is at looking at some of these technicals of some of these precious mining stocks. And they're starting to send the signal that you better start accumulating this year and into next year, because we've seen the low in a lot of these stocks. And there are others that probably haven't seen their low yet, but they will. And we're close. We're at the bottom now with a lot of these precious mining stocks. And that's why I don't care if gold moves down into the spring, which it will. And then we'll see if it challenges low in December. And that's going to be the key. If we don't challenge that low in December by spring and summer, the odds are very good that the low has been put in place.
Well, you know, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, last time we talked with Jeff, that I would be buying a little bit more Corvus stock, and that has been the case, but I'm not doing it all at once. I'm just buying it slightly because, primarily because I believe, agree with what Jeff had to say about the markets. This is a good place. Gold is probably a good place to be in terms of maintaining your absolute wealth, for lack of better terms. I mean, I would be very happy if Kathy and I had as much in the conventional markets this time next year, if the value was the same as this time next year as it is right now. But I think one way to kind of maintain and ensure that that's going to be the case is, I agree, Doc, to buy some of these stocks. So I will continue to purchase a little bit of Corvus as we move forward. Jeff, you know, I got to tell you, I've been involved with you guys for a long time, ever since my first trip to Canada, which was, gosh, I guess that was probably 3 years ago, you know, and I like what I'm seeing. I particularly like the management team down at, that you have instilled down at North Bullfrog. I think Nevada is a great place to be, and how could you be any better given the fact that you're probably, what, roughly a two-hour drive north of Las Vegas. Infrastructure is in pretty well right now, so this is a very much of a fun story to follow.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition, I have on the line with me a guest who's been on once before, and his name is Robert Mullen. And the fund that he is a partner and portfolio manager of is called the Real Assets Equity Income Funds. Robert, I've only had you on the show once before then. That's when I met you down at the San Francisco Resource Investment Conference. Can you give just another quick background on what your fund specializes in?
Sure, Corey, and thanks for having me back on the show. We run a high-income generating natural resource equity portfolio. So we own stocks in energy, mining, chemicals, paper, steel, transportation, infrastructure, and agriculture companies. So it's all equities, but almost all of these companies pay us a significant yield. And given the pressure that the resource sector has been under, our fund's actually yielding in the high single digits, predominantly from equities. We have a couple of small debt positions. But our idea is to really give people what they buy tips for. So a tip theoretically is inflation protected income, but the government is going to tell you what the inflation rate is on that. So what we've done is put together a portfolio of raw materials companies where the income being generated is driven off of inflation protected assets like energy and gold and other such raw materials.
All right, Robert. So we've talked a lot on this weekend show about the specific gold price and where we're at, also with energy too. Let's first get your outlook on the gold price, but then also relate it to how movements in this price and the general environment out there affect these stocks that you put in your funds.
Absolutely. If you look at sort of correlations across various markets, the one thing that truly stands out is that both gold and oil have had a very tight, almost daily correlation with the direction of the U.S. dollar against either the DXY or, if you include the Chinese yuan in, it's actually a better correlation. But it's really been a dollar phenomenon, and the U.S. being the sort of tightest central bank, and it's a very sort of the tallest pygmy in the world right now, but the tightest central bank in the world has led to significant dollar strength over the last year and a half, and we don't think it's an accident that that's corresponded with very weak markets for the gold price and the oil price. And what we're seeing now is a slightly, just in the last few days, a slightly more dovish stance out of the U.S. Fed. Some of the governors talking about perhaps there won't be any more rate increases this year, which maybe means this dollar run is over, and you're seeing both gold and oil respond very positively to that. You know, we think the gold story is much bigger than just an anti-U.S. dollar story. You know, we think it's an important store of value in a world that's overrun with significantly more debt than it has the capacity to service, particularly if rates go anywhere higher than they are right now. So, we think there are great opportunities in gold equities. We've sort of concentrated in some of the areas that have had weak local currencies, like Australia, Canada, and South Africa, where, you know, gold never went out of a bull market in those places. The gold price in local terms in those countries has performed very well. You know, that's where we've been staying. And the Australians started rallying about 6 months ago. The South Africans started rallying about 3 months ago. The Canadians are sort of getting their feet under them right now. So we think there's a lot of opportunity in a group that's really done nothing but go down for the last 4 years.
Well, as a Canadian and living in Vancouver, I can definitely tell you watching our dollar drop against the U.S. has made it less attractive to go to the U.S. But that being said, holding any sort of physical metal makes me feel a little bit better about myself, because that is holding value, again, as the Canadian dollar drops, which that's why I believe many people do buy precious metals. Robert, let's talk about a topic we were chatting about before recording, and this is the market's forward-looking nature when it comes to not metals prices in particular, but the global outlook for a general slowdown that we've been seeing. That has contributed to the lower prices in metals, but you almost feel like this could be turning this year, correct?
It feels like it to me, and you know, we talked, I think, a little bit in our last discussion about how there's an enormously negative narrative out there about Chinese demand and emerging market demand for all commodities, and that actually stood in pretty stark contrast to the facts, where, you know, you have Chinese gasoline demand up almost double digits year over year. You had Indian gasoline demand up almost 15% year over year, and that's not an insignificant number of people composing those two geographies. So we think that fundamental data has been better than the narrative anyway. But I also think that, you know, we don't have robust expectations for growth around the world. We think there's, as I mentioned before, we think there's too much debt. There's a lot of displacement because of the currency situations going on in various cross rates. So, you know, we don't have a particularly robust economic outlook. But I think if you look at what's discounted in the resource stocks, it's a global recession, in my opinion. You know, these stocks that have, you know, went down 50% and then went down another 50% and maybe even another 50% after that, you have a pretty dire economic outlook baked into that. So, you know, we believe that the world can, you know, developed world can sort of limp along at 1-2% growth. Developing markets maybe selectively more in the 2.5-5%, but in that range where there's still growth, I think there's a place for resources to actually do quite well on a rotational basis, because I think the rest of the market is not discounting a very slow growth environment, and that's probably some of the rotation that we've been seeing here in the markets for the last couple of weeks.
All right, Robert, we also have Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, joining the call right now. Doc, let's throw it over to you. What's some of your question for Robert?
One question I have for Robert is in the stocks that he holds or follows in his fund. I just wonder on a percentage basis, how many will be able to maintain their dividend structure going forward?
Yeah, it's a great question, and that's what we really spend most of our time on is dividend sustainability. And at a, let's call it, $1,100 gold price environment and a, you know, something in and around the low 30s crude price environment, we think probably 75 to 80% of our portfolio can maintain their current distributions. And I'd say we're actually underestimating distributions from a couple of companies because there are niches of the resource markets that can do particularly well even when the broader commodity prices are down. I will use it as an example. Our largest position is a company that actually ships propane around the world. And the very low oil prices in the U.S. and the shale revolution here means we've got a huge excess of propane in the U.S., which means at times it's selling for almost free. It's still very much used around the world for the chemical chain, et cetera. And so the ability for people who own ships to play on that spread, take very cheap domestic propane and ship it abroad, is enabling this company. It actually, last quarter, it paid us a 10% dividend for the quarter. And so on a fund that we have that's, you know, yielding in the high single digits, and in fact, at this point, maybe even low double digits, we feel very good that that, you know, sort of high single digit level is very sustainable, even if commodity prices stay down. And if commodity prices start to rally, we would expect the dividends to start to go up on these companies.
I imagine you could apply that same philosophy of that propane shipping to oil tankers as well, that some of them have done very well and have maintained good dividends. And, in fact, I have one of those in my portfolio that has paid a dividend in high single digits or even double digits. And would you say that applies as well to some of the oil tankers?
I would say, in general, yes. The oil tanker market is a slightly different market in that it is there's greater supply, and there's a part of the global fleet that's used basically as floating storage, where when you have the forward curve telling you certain things, basically when the market's saying it's going to pay you to store oil, there's demand for tankers to basically, you know, put oil in them and let them sit for 3 months and then bring them back into port and put the oil back. So there's a dynamic there that's in play that is not in play in the propane shippers because it's a much smaller, more niche market. But I would say in general, it's a fair parallel to draw.
Well, Robert, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. I like your outlook. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up Weekend Edition.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome in here to wrap up the weekend edition. You know, this was a fun show to put together. A little bit of politics and an awful lot about what's going on in the business slash financial world, which I'm with Valentin Schmidt right now. Valentin is the editor, business editor, I should say, of the Epoch Times. Very interesting man. Valentin, there's been a lot of talk about the SDRs perhaps becoming the currency of last resort, for lack of better terms. This is something that I became very intrigued with back in probably 2005 or thereabouts when the Chinese began talking with the French about having SDRs really become, you know, the worldwide currency, the currency of last resort, what have you, taken over where the U.S. is right now. I felt that was probably a very good omen for gold, as that's when about the time that the Chinese, mainland Chinese, started buying gold hand over fist. Now, what do you think the odds are of the IMF trying to make that a reality instead of just a pipe dream?
Hey, Al, always nice to be on the show. This is a fascinating question. I hate to disagree with you that it's not the currency of last resort, and I'm also not going to put odds on it, but it has been pushed by the international institutions for quite a long time, and also the United States. I mean, they are in charge of that organization, despite the fact that they have a French person as the managing director. The United States is still the largest shareholder. And if you have the French and the Chinese talking, of course, with those two communist socialist countries, you never get anything good out of it. Having said that, there is a real likelihood that the SDR will at one point in the future become the world's reserve currency. And I actually had the opportunity to talk with an IMF insider last Sunday, which was really fascinating. So you have to, and he told me basically that it's in the articles of association of the IMF that the members are obliged to actually pursue this objective to make the SDR reserve currency. in the 1970s or whatever, they signed a document that never really got around to it. But you know how the globalists, they plan these things. It's very long term and step by step. And I think the steps are really heating up because you have the Chinese came up with this paper in 2009 saying, hey, we want the SDR to be an alternative to the dollar or replace the dollar. And by the way, we also would like the yuan to be part of the SDR. Well, now it's 2015. The yuan, or 2016 and 2015, they made the decision. Important technicality here, the yuan is not yet part of the basket. They approved it to become part of the basket in October of this year. And they still have wiggle room to say, well, sorry, your economy is collapsing and we don't like you, so we're not going to do it. But apart from that, if there's not a complete collapse in the Chinese economy, I'd say they'll make it. So then you have that ticked off. Then the insider, actually, he's been lobbying for a long time for the AIIB to start making loans in SDRs rather than dollars. And the process would be relatively simple. You just have to connect it to the banking system who could make loans and deposits in SDRs. And then he would suggest a currency board mechanism where you have a fixed price between the big five currencies and the SDR. And then the IMF would expand monetary supply when people demand the SDR and would contract it when they give it back. And then it's up to basically individual companies and institutions like the AIIB to say, hey, we want to make loans and SDRs, et cetera, et cetera, which probably won't happen without some sort of forcing mechanism by the government, because all these globalist initiatives, they are basically against what the people really want. Nobody understands the SDR to begin with. I don't know if we talked about it, but the SDR basically, it's funny because it doesn't really exist per se. It's just a unit of account. And right now, only the members, they have it. And it's a call option to get a certain amount of dollars, euros, yens, and soon pound, sterling, and soon yuan. That's all it is. It's basically a call option. It's not like you have the SDR and you have a basket and there are actually the notes in there. No, the IMF just said, okay, this is it. And members have the obligation, you know, to change it. So it's really the ultimate fiat currency. And at the end of the day, yeah, you'd have to force private institutions, banks. The banks will probably be on board, but companies, et cetera, private individuals to actually use that thing. But it would not have to be, it wouldn't have to be, you know, it won't have to come to a place where you actually have debit cards and SDRs. So it doesn't have to actually have to reach the consumer. It's enough of the banking system and the asset markets, the institutional asset markets are there, because then you can, it can serve as a reserve, which is the surplus. Surplus producers, exporters can park their savings in SDRs, and that can be it then at any bank or in any country, but the IMF will be the ultimate master with the ability to print those things. But note that if you have a currency board mechanism, it's interesting because Hong Kong runs on a currency board, has been stable for 34 years, and if you do it, the currency board, the gold standard was the currency board as well. If you do it the right way, it can actually be very stable and cannot be easily manipulated. So that could be the only upside. And then you could change also the currencies in the basket with actually precious metals. You could, or a basket of goods and services. You could do that as well.
Valentin, let's dig a little bit deeper into the IMF, because there was also a change in the voting power that is inside the IMF, giving some of the emerging markets a bit more voting rights, still far less than the U.S., but what does this tell you? Can you bring us through the changes and what you think the bigger picture is here?
Let's start with the bigger picture. So the IMF was created within the Bretton Woods framework after World War II, and the United States dominates the Bretton Woods framework with the IMF, World Bank, the dollar as the reserve currency. Now, it's true that the Chinese, they never liked that. So they started lobbying for changes, and they never got it until they started to, because the U.S., the changes were ratified by the IMF in 2010, but they weren't ratified by Congress until last year, end of last year. So until China, actually, they got their own system in place, the bilateral swap agreements, the AIIB, the infrastructure bank, all this kind of stuff, which obviously is far inferior to the Bretton Woods system and the dollar standard, but still, you know, it's like a threatening gesture. So the U.S. said, fine, okay, we'll give you a few more percent. Actually, even the BRICS now, if you combine it, they still don't have a veto power. Veto power is 15%. United States still has veto power, gave up a bit of theirs. What is important, though, is that the five biggest members, which is basically the United States, Japan, Germany, UK, and France, they were able to appoint at least one executive director, and that will not be the case anymore. In the future, people will vote for the executive directors. So there's definitely going to be some shakeup there. At the end of the day, with the United States with veto power, it's still going to run the thing, and I'm sure a European person will still have it. That was the arrangement. IMF is run by a European person and the World Bank by an American person, and now the Chinese have a bit more say, but really not too much. I think overall it was a smart move by the United States.
You know, I think it's inevitable that the United States is going to probably, again, I guess I didn't define it correctly when I opened up the segment, the U.S., I think, dollar is going to become ultimately not the currency of last resort. And it strikes me that having SDRs, i.e. special drawing rights, assume that particular identity just makes a lot more sense given the very nature of the international economy. I mean, it's not just about the United States anymore. It's about all of the countries that make up the world, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, no. I mean, and if you have a currency board, actually, it could be more stable than the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I think the big takeaway here is there's still a lot of pieces that need to fall in place for the SDR to take over from the dollar, but seeing the willingness and want of some of these countries out there for the SDR to take over, this will be a shift that we will, I think, need to pay attention to, because when or if it does happen, there will be significance and there will also be resistance to this as well. So, Valentin, I appreciate you bringing this topic up. Everyone, go check out Valentin's articles over at The Epic Times. I hope everybody enjoyed listening to this weekend show. Come by our website, kereport.com. Check out our daily editorial.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.